I next met with Dr. Corey Langer, and to begin, I asked him about a 64-year-old patient from his practice.
64-year-old, previously healthy, never smoker, mild cough, presented about a year ago. She was diffident, but someone suggested getting an x-ray, and lo and behold, there was a vague shadow in the right upper lobe. Her exam was completely normal. She underwent a CAT scan, which showed a fairly central 3.5 centimeter right upper lobe mass that seemed to be kissing, if not invading, the mediastinum. It also showed a somewhat juicy 2 centimeter pretracheal lymph node. Of course, the latter was not evident on the plain film. So she underwent a bronchoscopy and a bronchial ultrasound, which confirmed adenocarcinoma in the N2 node. Special stains were positive for TTF1. And she underwent the standard workup for anybody with putative locally advanced non-small cell. She had a PET scan, which fortunately showed no evidence of extrathoracic tumor, and a brain MRI was negative. And you could argue that's all the workup you need, but inevitably in this day and age, we're frequently, though not always, doing PD-L1 testing and molecular testing. And in fact, her PD-L1 came back completely negative. And her molecular markers, unsurprisingly, since she was a never smoker, proved positive for EGFR mutation. It was actually not one of the standard ones. It was atypical but still actionable mutation, exon 18.